Hi, this is the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast with Coach Chip Brim, and I want you to enjoy today's teaching called Passion. Find out if you're passionate in what you believe in and find out how to get that fire back. Champions have passion. Please enjoy.
Glory to God. Well, I'm going to do something. I know it's been done in prayer, but I do it anyway just to cover all the bases and because I've been raised that way, and that's plead the blood. You mind if we do that? I was raised by a mama who knows a little bit about that. I don't know if you knew that. But I was raised, I remember sometimes when, you know, when I grew up in Collinsville and I was involved in sports and my brother was involved in rodeo and all of us kids were going some direction. Sometimes it embarrassed me when mom would do that, and especially when I go out on dates. And she would run out of the house, and I would urge the date to hurry up, get in the car. Because most of the dates I dated, or the girls I dated, they weren't born again or Christians or anything like that. So they didn't know anything about the blood. And so mom would be running out in slow motion. Wait! Hurry up! I hadn't pleaded the blood yet! And the girl would go, what's that mean? Is she gonna get like a bucket of goat's blood and throw it on us or something? I say, no, just be patient. And mom, hurry up, you're embarrassing. She'd plead the blood of Jesus over me from head to toe. She'd do the car, as all of us in our family do now, and most of you do, you've been taught. I plead the blood of Jesus over this car from bumper to bumper, side to side, front to back, top to bottom. Every working and non-working part, everybody rides and drives in it. They'll get safely to the prom or wherever they're going and back. And nobody will bump them, and they'll bump nobody in Jesus' name. My six-year-old can do that, just faster than I can right there. And then she'd get to the girl and say, I plead the blood over her. Honey, what's your name? Chip, this one's different than last week. No kidding, you're scaring them all off. Well, I'm glad she scared them off because I finally got the right one. I wish she was here. She can't be here. My daughter's in an AAU basketball tournament, and she's a champion in basketball, and I'm really proud of her. And they're champions for Christ, number one. And let's just go before him. We plead the blood of Jesus over this meeting. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for that precious blood. Jesus, we thank you that you shed that for us, and now we apply it and use it. We use it with authority because we can use it in authority. And we give you all the glory. I apply it over everybody who is sitting here, over all of their family, wherever they may be. There may be family that are in bars in California. I apply that blood over them right now. Angels go minister to them right now. And I thank you for that, Lord. I apply the blood over the finances, over the speaker system, everything covered in your name, and especially your word today. I give you all the glory and you all the praise, and I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. How many know rain doesn't fall? Rain doesn't fall. And you know, a good friend of mine who he's a good friend of the ministry, he's a pastor of a church in Florida. And he was really wanting the power of God to fall. Now, good things were happening in his congregation, in his churches, but he's really wanting the power of God. He was wanting more miracles. He was wanting to go to a higher level. How many know that we should all want that? To go to a higher level. We were created to go from glory to glory and faith to faith. It's a very dangerous thing to get stuck on a certain level and get comfortable on a certain level. Champions know to always arise and get to the next level. Well, that's what he was crying out for. And the Lord answered him this way, rain doesn't fall. Well, he knew it was the Lord's voice, but it was kind of a strange answer. So he goes on and he's still in prayer, seeking, fasting, heard it again, rain doesn't fall. He heard it a third time, so he said, well, I better find out about it. He gets on the internet, does a little study and a search, and guess what he found out? No, he found out. He found out rain doesn't fall. He found out through study that it's pulled down by gravity. Okay? And he found out that if there was no pulling going on, the gravity would simply, or the rain would simply float around. Now, after a while, after famine and everything set in, we would be begging for that rain to fall. But the Lord said to him, if you want my rain to fall in your church, on your congregation, you teach them how to pull it down. Come on now. And I'm going to tell you something. Champions know how to hear. Champions know how to listen. The church really needs to be taught on how to hear during a service. It's the truth. Watching everybody go to the restroom, watching everybody do something and doing it, and that may have been that one word. Does this ever happen to anybody? One word, and you've heard that verse over and over and over, and it finally became revelation to you. Why? Because you were focused in pulling. Faith cometh by hearing, understanding. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you ready to hear? Are you ready to pull down? Okay, some of your mouths are sitting right there. I don't, come on now. Now, it'd be a good deal to run these steps, wouldn't it? Well, y'all don't believe me, but last week, just past Locust Grove, Mom and Shelly were there. And I told them to start pulling and paying attention and all this. And this little old lady, she must have been about, 75. She didn't think that I meant it. And so I made her come up the front and do about 10 push-ups in front of the whole crowd. I'm just kidding. Don't judge me now. Well, let me explain me. Everybody knows Mom, right? That was my mom. Miss Walk in Love. I'm going to tell you, I don't know if there was a time in my life that I know of she's ever sinned. Miss Goody Two Shoes. I'm telling you, everything. If I wanted to tell her about somebody, is it going to glorify God? No. Then don't tell me. So you had to really watch and guard yourself in love, and I think the Bible says that. Thank God I had a mama like that. But a lot of people didn't know Dad. And that's okay. But see, I've got to explain me because some of you are seeing me for the first time and I want to explain it before you start leaving and ushers lock the door. This would be a great time to lock the door. But Dad was a very intense, he was an all-state, all-American football player. I mean, he was great athletic-wise. And still in the town of Pryor, he's known for the things that he's done. And Dad taught me this. Dad taught me, don't you like one thing about losing. Don't like one part of it. That was good advice. Even in my Christian walk today, that's a good advice. And so he taught me not to like anything about losing. And you know, we go out and play basketball in the backyard, and I mean, he wouldn't let us win. He'd do everything he could. I could be 5 years old crying with little puppy dog eyes. How does that taste? Now, I'm not telling you to raise your kids that way. I'm telling you I was raised that way, okay? You go crappie fishing. Anybody ever been crappie fishing? I've been to some parts of the world, they call it crappie fishing. I'm like, y'all need to get saved. Georgia and other places. But you go crappie fishing, if you are really true crappie fisherman, you'll know what I'm talking about. They can hit on one side of the boat and not the other. And I've had that happen, and Dad would make me switch places with him. That's why I don't like fishing today. Because he was not going home, you catching more fish than him. Everything was competitive to him. And so I was raised that way. And we were in Collinsville, Oklahoma. And the 3 years that I was there at high school, we were ranked number one in the state in football. We were good. Those years, we were good. And it was my time to start. And I was starting at outside linebacker my junior year. And Dad was so proud. I mean, he had been waiting for this for a long time. And he gets me off in the corner and he said, now, son, when you get out there tonight, this is what he said. I want you to go out there and I want you to rip their heads off. You look your opponent right in the eye and you tell him and you let him know you're going to rip their heads off. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, I got that in me, you know. So he said, then I want you to get the first lick in. Even if you have to draw a penalty flag, don't worry about it. Your coach will get over it. But draw that first lick, pop him right in the face. Now, this is how intense he was. He didn't like to lose, didn't like anything about it. Grit his teeth. You've seen Kenneth Copeland get in that every once in a while. We need more of that in the body of Christ because we have an adversary that we fight every day. You don't need to be half-hearted and your adversary wholehearted. Let me tell you who will win that fight most of the time. The wholehearted. Amen? I still walk in love, too, and I'm getting to that point. Because some of you, I told you to lock the doors. Now, he said, get the first lick in, and then you let them know who you are. Once you got them down there and they're seeing stars, you get over them and let your number and say, hey, you better get comfortable down there because you're going to be down there all night. So he was teaching me how to talk trash. Well, I found that that's scriptural. Not to your wife or to your husband, but to your mountain. Remember David? Remember what he said to Goliath? I'm going to smite you. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to cut your head off. I'm going to feed. I mean, he's talking trash to his mountain. It's about time we start talking trash to debt and to sickness and disease and other things that are trying to come against us. Amen. Now, Mom, on the other hand, I think she must have heard it passing by, and she gave me her advice. And she said, Chip, I'm proud of you getting to play football. She loves sports. She loves to win the whole bit. But she said, Chip, I want you to get out there, and I want you to walk in love. Now, this is one confused guy. I'm the result. What do you mean? Mom, you know you got to tackle and do all that stuff. She goes, I understand that. You could help them out and tell them that Jesus loves them. And you could share scripture with them every once in a while and turn the other cheek. And you can let them know who you are. I heard your daddy saying that. But you let them know who you are in Christ. I said, well, all right. So game time comes. We're out there. Oski Wow Wow's on the band. Ah, the popcorn's going. It's Friday night. Woo! It's packed out. And I'm a real verbal guy, if you hadn't already found that out. And I wanted to say something, and I was going to say something, and I looked up in the crowd, and Mom and Dad and all the grandmas and grandpa, everybody was there. They had their blankets. Everybody's in that reserve seat. And there they are. And you could always hear Shelly and Mom, woo! Woo! We'd be in the huddle and they go, there's your mom and sister. I know, just go on. And so there they are, and there's Mom and Dad. And I'm going to say something that pleases both of them, but I don't know. I didn't rehearse it. I didn't know what was going to come out. But this is what came out of me. When the offense broke the huddle, and I've got this intensity, this drive to win, to rip this guy's head off. But I also have this love. And we're playing Owosso. I'll never forget it. Owosso was ranked number one in 3A. We were number one in 2A. And here he come across. And boy, he was a lot bigger than I was. And I stepped up to him and I said, I'm going to rip your head off in the name of Jesus. It shocked me. You should have seen my guys. The quarterback went, Bubba, what did he say? Bubba heard. He wanted to cuss me, but he heard Jesus, so he didn't say anything.
Thanks for listening to this week's message called Passion. And I want you to remember we have a youth rally in Branson, Missouri, the C4C Youth Rally, and that is July 28th through August 1st. It is filled, 1 week filled with fun and faith, and we have great teaching. I'm going to teach. Mom's going to teach. Mom's going to teach the kids on the glory this year, the glorious church. If you want more information on that, that's 417-336-4877. God bless you.